Oh, I'm hearing you.
It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. Listen, your life is yours, right? If you want to be rich, you want to be famous, or you want to be poor, then you can just do it. But you know what? Freedom is a choice, and it's one of the most basic rights that you have, right? And when you're not choosing freedom, when you're not choosing courage, when you're not choosing your passion, your purpose, what it feels like to me is death. It feels like something died inside of me. I don't know about you, but I know that that's how it feels for me. So listen, I put together this amazing show today. It's called The Courage to Fight for What's Right. And we're going to be talking about how that inner game, the inner game of fighting for what's right within yourself. That's one of the biggest challenges any of us can have, I believe, is to really find out who you are, what you're about, and what is limiting yourself. You know, I found this, right? We're all immortal beings. Now, I say I found that. Yes, I had to discover that. I didn't wake up one day and my family, my middle-class family that grew up, I grew up in Whittier, California, and we were religious people, but we weren't spiritual people. We didn't realize the power that lies within us. You know, we didn't realize that the mind is the cause of our bondage, and the mind is also the cause of our liberation, our freedom, right? So I had to discover that within me. And you also, I believe, if you're listening to the show today, listen, this is going to be kind of a different show today. So a lot of times you're listening to a lot of talk information on the station and some of my other stations. There's a lot of talk radio. We're talking a lot of politics. There's a lot of lots of infomercials. But listen, this show isn't about that. This show is all about wisdom. What I do is I interview guests that have developed inner wisdom so that they can express to you what they've gone through to get that so that you can actually have that in your own life. You know, years ago for me, I wasn't chasing wisdom. I was chasing fun. All I wanted to do was have fun. And, you know, somewhere along the way, though, I lost myself. I lost my values. I lost who I was as a spiritual being. I lost my family, my friends. I lost a lot of things, right? But it was okay, because what it took me to was a path of realizing what's really important for in my life and what I really wanted to fight for. So what I found out is that we all have an inner fight, right? All of us. And whichever side of that inner fight that we feed is the side that's going to win. For instance, I fight for the right to have my voice on this radio, right? Now, when I say I fight, yeah, absolutely. When I started out in radio, it was a very difficult path. I had no idea what I was doing. I walked into studio with a co-host, and I just said, yes, let's go ahead, let's do this, right? But I had no idea what I was doing. So have you ever been in that situation, right? You walk into the unknown, you're going like, what is all of this about? But what I found is that, and I find this time and time again in my life, and I bet you find it in your life, is that it just takes courage, doesn't it? It takes courage to walk into the unknown, to become who we want to become, and to fight for our dreams, and to fight for our voice, and to fight for what all of us want. And what is it that everybody wants? I always ask that in my life. What does everybody want? Everybody wants happiness, peace, and a sense of security. We all want that. So are you willing to fight for it? Are you willing to take your life to the next level and be able to do that? Well, I hope you're saying yes. Because listen, I think all of us need to fight for our greatest dreams. What are your greatest dreams? are your greatest dreams to maybe have the relationship of your dreams? So your greatest dreams to become a millionaire? Maybe your greatest dreams to travel the world? Maybe you're going to create a nonprofit and you're going to let everybody have more money in their life. I don't know. But whatever your greatest dream is, whatever your bucket list is, isn't it worth fighting for? I think it is. Now, what stops people from getting their bucket list? We're going to talk a lot about that today on this show, but I'm going to give you a little insight right now. Most of the time, what stops us from creating those that wealth, it's not that you can't have it. It's that you haven't found the inner courage, the inner understanding to be able to get it. And let me expand on that. Inside of all of us, right, is this little voice saying, go for your dreams. Go get it. Go do what you want to do. Then there's another little voice in there. It's the voice of fear. It says, you're not smart enough. You're good, not good enough. You'll never get it. There's too many obstacles. You don't have the money. You don't have the education. We have that little voice inside of us, both of us, right? All of us. But I've found this. When you step in to your greatness, it's not an easy path, but it's a path that we can all take. So here's how you do it. You have to reprogram your thinking every single day. It's not about reading one book or going to one workshop or going to one coach or going to whatever one is. It's not about that. It's about daily dripping on your consciousness with essential wisdom, with strategies, with a sense of connection and purpose, with a sense of power and passion. You've got to drip on your mind every single day. How do we do that? Is that, there's a lot of ways to do that. I mean, you can find teachers that'll help you do that. You can find on the internet all kinds of information that you can read every day. But I have developed something for you. And it was just, I just got the proof back 2 days ago. It's the proof of my new book. And my new book is called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Unlock, or actually Awaken, Your Inner Genius. Now, it just came out. If you're on Facebook Live, you can see the first book that was printed 2 days ago. I just received it. Why did I create that book? Well, for the reasons I just told you. I found that working with my clients over the last 24 years, that if you are not dripping on that consciousness, if you're not dripping on your mind every single day, if you're not reprogramming your thinking, reprogramming how you're showing up in this world, if you don't do that on a daily basis, you're going to end up with stop-start patterns. You might start going down the right path. You might start having business success. You might start having a great relationship. You might start whatever you start, but you will stop. Because what's going on in there is you still have disempowering beliefs, choices, actions that you've created in the past that guide you, right? But you can pour those out. You can add some new amazing concepts. And what'll happen is your life will start to get better and better and better. Your dreams will start to manifest. You'll start showing up in a different way. You'll start feeling empowered. You'll start being all you can be. How cool is that? Okay. I'm excited. Can you tell I'm excited? My new book's out. Wow, 6 years in the making. Okay, you can get it at courage2change.us. Courage2change.us. We're taking pre-orders right now. And there's all kinds of cool bonuses that I'm going to give you if you're one of the first to go to the site, courage.us, and get the new book. Again, the book is called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. Ah, exciting. All right, listen, coming back in about 2 minutes, and we're going to be in studio with Tom Ross. Tom is an amazing entrepreneur. Wait till you hear his story. It's going to blow you away how he created wealth and balance in his life. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better, and the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kali Ma, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. The name of the show today is The Courage to Fight for What is Right. And before I get to our topic, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to establish a successful business, what I found is you got to have a tribe. So I'd like to invite you, all of you, to my tribe, Ken's tribe. You know, in my tribe, you're going to foster some genuine relationships. You're going to receive online courses. You're going to go to some live events, some webinars, and you're going to learn how to really take your business and life to a completely new level. If you'd like to find out more about my tribe, go to kenstribe.com. That's kenstribe.com. Also, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, you get to see things you're probably never going to see unless you listen to this show. In other words, we help you see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible with this show. And we do this by helping you tweak your mind to see things and bring guests and opportunities on this show for you to really take your life to a completely new level. So I hope you'll join us on Courage to Change. Go to voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us to find all of our replays, or you can just Google us, Voices of Courage. All right. Tom, are you there online?
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you. Let me do a proper introduction for you. So Tom Ross is online with me today, and Tom has been building online businesses since he was 12 years old. In fact, he spent about 18 months working 100-plus hours per week building the biggest business of his life, but at a serious cost. It cost him his mental, emotional, physical health was utterly destroyed, and it was a long and slow road back to recovery. I'm so glad you recovered, but I want to know about that story and what the lessons are for you there, Tom. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on, Ken. It's great to be here, and I am more than happy to share my story because it might have been pretty harrowing at the time, but now I try and impart as much experience and wisdom as I can.
Well, you know, there's a lot
going through that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in this country today that are workaholics. They work like crazy, right? And they're chasing the almighty dollar. So what happened with you?
Yeah, I guess I just came to it. So I think this workaholic kind of hustle culture has really become increasingly prevalent all over the world, but especially in the Western world, it seems right now. And it's become the cool thing, the trendy thing, something to aspire to. And so essentially what we're doing is we are stressing ourselves, we're damaging our physical and mental well-being. And that is being held up as the kind of go-to option that people should aspire to, which I think in many ways is nuts. But I definitely was one of those people that very much bought into that workaholic culture. And as you mentioned in your kind introduction, when I was building my company, it was 18 months of 100 hours a week. So that was 18 hour days, 7 days a week. And it was just completely relentless. It was, aside from a few hours sleep, I would fall out of bed in the morning and get to work on the bedroom floor before I even got dressed.
Wow.
And I would be working at 3, 4 a.m., falling asleep on my keyboard and picking my head up by my hair, slapping myself across the face to wake myself up, and I'd keep on working. And it just never stopped.
I appreciate your dedication, but what cost was this?
So the cost was pretty big. And at this point, the business had started to take off. So I was very, very grateful and very thankful. We went from zero with no investment to a seven-figure business in the first year, which was fantastic, you know, really not expected and the wildest ride of my life. But about 18 months in, I just started to get sicker and sicker. So every morning I would be physically sick for like 1 to 2 hours. I just started getting really tired, really, really burnt out. And so mentally and physically, I started slipping. And eventually I ended up in hospital because the symptoms got that bad. And the doctor ended up saying I needed major stomach surgery. So I had the surgery and I came out the other side and I thought that was horrendous, but I'm going to be okay now. So I started trying to get straight back to work, but things got worse, not better. And I ended up being chronically ill for 2 years to the point I could barely eat. I was on a liquid diet. I was bedridden. I could barely stand up. I looked like an 80-year-old man, Ken, like I could barely function. And the whole time I had to keep working, keep looking after my team, keep running the company, because if I just gave up and went and laid in a bed, which is what I should have done, then it all would have been for nothing and it all would have gone away. So it was very, very, very difficult. And as someone who's generally very positive, has a happy-go-lucky attitude, I would find myself just, you know, crying in the kitchen, in our office at work, crying, driving to work, and just feeling super depressed and scared about the whole thing.
Well, listen, life is about learning and growing and stepping into who we are. So what'd you learn? What's your message around this?
I think the message is, whilst I can't deny that it takes a lot of hard work to get a company off the ground, I think that will always be true, your health is everything. Because if your physical or mental health is suffering, you really become incapacitated. And so if you don't look after that as number one, nothing else can function. So I came out the other side of this whole experience. I got a personal trainer. I got a dietitian. I got a therapist. I had to invest time and effort and money in myself instead of in my work and in my business to get that back on track.
You know, balance is a difficult thing for a lot of entrepreneurs. So I come across it all the time. I've been working with individuals for many years. And, you know, a lot of us have that drive, that passion, that power, especially when we got something that we're excited about, right? Mm-hmm. But so what's your message? How do you create balance in your life now?
I set hard stops and I set stuff that has to happen no matter what. They're like my non-negotiables. So that will be 8 hours sleep a night. It will be eating a set number of meals each day. It will be spending time with my girlfriend or recently fiance, which got engaged.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. Good job.
Thank you very much. And so these things have to happen no matter what. The same way we all brush our teeth, right?
Yes.
Or we all eat breakfast. We always do those things. Even if we're having a crazy busy day, they still happen. And so for me, they're non-negotiable, because the second I'm like, you know what, I might work extra late and like sacrifice sleep, then I feel very quickly things start to slide.
Listen, you're very successful as an entrepreneur. I always like to pick the brains of my entrepreneurs on this show. So tell me, what is your secret behind your drive, the balance drive now? What is it? What do you think? Like, what is it you wake up in the morning doing?
I think you have to love it. And a lot of words get floated around, like passion, for example, and they can maybe be a little bit empty without some substance and meaning behind them. But I think literally auditing yourself and trying to relentlessly pursue what you care about most and realize that that journey is going to go forever, right? Very rarely do we wake up and we're like, we are 1,010% doing what we love every moment of the day. That's probably never going to happen to that extent. But even now, I love my company. I love what I do. But I've been pivoting and making little tweaks every single week where I'm like, you know what? I don't enjoy that. I'm going to try and do less of that. And I love this. So I'm going to try and bring more of that into my day.
Tom, what is your company? What is it?
My company is it's kind of niche if you're not in the creative space, but we are called Design Cuts, and we are a marketplace for graphic designers and creatives, as well as just a really fun community. So for the people that geek out over design work and art and Photoshop and all that kind of stuff, they hang out, they get the best tools to work with, they have fun webinars, they learn from the best people in the industry. And it's my baby. I absolutely love it.
That's awesome. Do you do logos and branding and that type of thing?
Yeah, so we don't offer so much the services, but we provide the tools that designers use to create that kind of work. Uh-huh. So a branding designer would buy like the fonts that he uses in his regular work from us.
How do people find out about you, Tom? Is there a website they can go, or how do they find out about your work?
Sure. So I do teach a lot of entrepreneurship and help creatives and other aspiring business people and people with passion for what they're doing over on my podcast, The Honest Entrepreneur Show. And also, if you've listened to the segment, feel free to reach out on Instagram, my dominant platform. And I'm at Tom Ross Media. And if you've got any questions or anything like that, hit me up and I would love to help you, completely free, no strings attached.
Tom, thank you so much for taking your time to being on the show today. I really appreciate it. And I heard go to Tom Ross Media. They can Google that. They can go to Design Cuts, and they can go to, what was the third one?
The Honest Entrepreneur Show.
The Honest Entrepreneur Show. Tom, I appreciate it. I love it. And I sent you an email to be able to connect with me, hopefully in the next day or so. So I hope we can
Wonderful.
Do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ken. Such a pleasure.
Such a pleasure, brother. Take care. Okay.
Take care.
Coming up, I've got Crystal Andres Morissette, and we're going to be talking about the emotional edge. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
What an amazing show. Show's titled The Courage to Fight for What is Right. You have things in your life that you want fighting for right now? Well, listen in, because what I'm going to do is give you some specific strategies in this next segment with my guest on how to release any kind of emotional blocks, emotional challenges that you're having to get to your dreams. But before I get to that, I want to let you know the show is being sponsored by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking group and for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. And for Facebook Live followers right now, Crystal, who's in studio with me, is going to be speaking this Friday, tomorrow, 2 days from now. And you can sign up for that event if you're in the San Diego, Orange County, or LA area. You can sign up at thenetworkluncheon.com, thenetworkluncheon.com, or you can just Google Women's Wisdom and you'll find us there. But I think networkluncheon.com is probably an easy place for you to go. Also, I want to truly thank everybody again for letting your friends know about the show. This week is a great week to give us a shout out and let your friends know about us. You can find us on Google, just Voices of Courage, or you can go to voicesofcourage.us and you'll have all the replays at your fingertips. But really, give us a review. Let everybody know about this show. This is a great show to empower your friends and your family and people that you want to help have an even better life. All right. In studio with me is Crystal Andres Morsat, and she is an international best-selling author. She is, what else is Crystal?
She's just fabulous.
She's fabulous. She is fabulous, yes. But, you know, Crystal is a communication expert, and she's an expert in emotional, I want to say intelligence, but emotional edge.
Age.
Mm. Right. Not intelligence, but age. Okay. Crystal. I'm mm-hmm. so glad you're here, man. It was hard to get you here. I'm glad I got you in
here.
Studio with you.
Wow, I'm so excited to be face to face.
It is awesome, right? So you got your new book out, The Emotional Edge. Tell me a little bit about what your path was to get there.
Whoa, that was quite a path. I'll give you the Cliff's Notes version.
Good.
So it was, you know, I would say I'm going to go right back to a little girl. Like I think I was always this person. I think we are. And I think that we're born into who we're meant to be. I think I was born into woman energy. Yeah. I would call that. Yeah. And then life sometimes gets in the way and we have traumas and tragedies. And so I had a lot of tragedies that began around the age of 12. There was a lot of sexual abuse and physical abuse. And at 15, I moved out. I was homeless for a couple of years. At 17, I had cervical cancer. 21, I had a traumatic head injury. It just seemed like a series of how did I go from being this superstar little girl to this turbulent teenage years. And then I made the decision, just like what you're talking about today. I made that decision that I still believed somewhere deep down inside that I was worth something and that I mattered. And I opened my first health club, Crystal's Health and Fitness, at 21.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the time I was 25, I had my two little girls, Madeline and Julia, who are now in their 20s and doing amazing in their own lives. And I gained a lot of weight with those pregnancies. And you know what's crazy when I think about it? I wasn't thinking about dealing with all the trauma I'd been through. I wasn't thinking about dealing with the tragedies. All I could focus on was that I was fat. That's all that I could focus on. And so my journey came out of I'm going to lose weight and feel great.
Right.
And I did. And then I thought, I'm going to help all the fat women in the world lose weight and feel great. And that was great. That kickstarted things for me. But then I started realizing it's so much more. This idea of losing weight and feeling great is still one more temporary phase of finding your greatness. And so I knew that it was deeper than that. And I knew that feeling good about yourself was so much deeper than just the exterior. And I started doing very, very deep inner work. And that's when the real healing began. I started going back and looking at those trajectory changing moments mm-hmm. and trying to rewrite them mm-hmm. so that I wasn't the victim. Mm-hmm. So that I wasn't a victim in those stories.
So that's a good point. Can we reprogram, rethink our past?
We have to.
We have to, don't we?
We have no choice.
Yeah.
If you want to be empowered in this day and age, in this moment, you have to look back at those trajectory-changing traumas and tragedies. And no, you wouldn't ever wish them again.
Right.
You wouldn't wish them on anyone. You wouldn't wish them on your worst enemy. But you've gone through them. Mm-hmm. And they can either change you and make you bitter, or you can decide, what can I do with this to make me better?
Right on.
And that's what I did.
And that's what you did.
And that's what I do now to help other women.
A lot of people are not that insightful. I mean, they bury their past, or they just move on, or they keep themselves distracted from doing, or they chase fun.
But it
eventually catches
up.
They chase things.
It catches up, like it did with you.
It caught up with me.
Yeah.
Caught up with my last guest, right?
Yeah.
He was chasing money.
Exactly.
Chasing the success, chasing that. Right.
Yeah, it always catches up. And I think if it can catch up young,
yeah,
and you have the tools, or you have someone around you to give you the tools to do the healing, then you don't have to spend a lifetime feeling like you're constantly healing. I hear people often say, I'm healing. It's like, just let's get healed.
Yeah. Let's get healed.
Let's get healed.
Let's
not be
it.
In a healing journey forever.
You know, I once heard, actually many times heard, that people that have, let's say, addiction, right? Whatever age they started using that drug or alcohol, or it can be a sex addiction, it can be a food addiction, whatever that age was, is basically their emotional age.
You got it.
I got it?
You got it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and you know what tends to happen? And I would say that we choose, when I say an emotional age, you know, it amazed me that psychologists had never theorized on the concept that we have an emotional age. We have a chronological age.
Right.
Scientists have theorized that we have a biological age. So if you take really great care of yourself, you could be 60, but biologically be 30.
That's correct.
But no one had really theorized on the idea of an emotional age. And so my idea first came when I was working with women, and we're in an online world. We're in 45 countries. I have a coaching school now for women in 45 countries.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
And so I would say to different women that were on staff, it's all your voice at this point. Like, people are coming in and you're having contact, and I want you to have a voice like a woman, not a voice like a little girl. No baby talk.
Right.
And I don't want you to show up if you're in a time zone and the only time your client can do a coaching call with you is at 3 a.m. You can't do it. You don't have to be in mother energy, I would say. You don't have to be a parent to everybody.
Right.
And that's where it first started. And my staff would say, "What? I've never heard this before. What do you?" And I said, "Well, it's just kind of your emotional age." And that's where it all came from. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm perplexed that psychology hasn't really honed in on that, but you're dead on with that. And I know you talk a lot about that in the book, in the emotional edge.
I do.
You know, one of the things that you say is that triggers are an opportunity to heal.
They sure are.
Let's talk about that.
Does
that mean?
First of all, what's a trigger? A trigger is when somebody does, says, looks at you, anything that creates an emotional reaction inside of you. So it could be, I feel afraid. It could be, I feel really angry. It could be, I feel whatever. It's usually fear or anger.
Yeah.
That's what it's triggered. And really that's, I know the idea is, well, that we just want to eliminate people who trigger us. Sort of like having a cavity.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Let's just pull the tooth or fill the cavity, and then I don't have to be triggered anymore.
Right.
But the reality is there's always going to be somebody else that fills in for that. There's always going to be somebody with those personality traits that are going to trigger you. So the work that we do is looking at yourself and saying, when did I make a decision that being like that is an unacceptable way to be? And usually you can trace that back to, you just talked about addictions. You can usually trace it back to someone in your family, your father, your mother, maybe you. It was really a bad way to be. And you made a decision. So what you actually did is you took a piece of yourself that could ever be just like that. You fragmented it out, buried it in your subconscious, your basement, so to speak, and then locked the door. And then other people come along that are just like that, and you don't actually realize what they're triggering is your own disowned self.
That's hard for everybody to swallow, right? Listen, it's not about me. It's about them. Don't you know? You know, if I just change the people, my jobs, the places I'm in, the circumstances, if I change everything outside of me, I'll be fine.
Ken, right? One point sold everything and moved to the other side of the country thinking it's just about them.
It's just about them. Well, listen, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. We're talking about emotional age with Crystal Andres Morset. Stay tuned.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back?
Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I have a voice of courage in studio with me today. I have Crystal Andres Morissette. And if you're on Facebook, we're waving to you. If you're not, if you're just driving, I'm still waving to you. I'm giving you a big hug, and I know she is too. So our show today is called The Courage to Fight for What's Right. Before I get back to Crystal, I want to give a shout out to one of my favorite companies in San Diego. If you live in the San Diego, there is a company that really deserves your attention. The company is called Family Carpet and Drapes. They've been serving San Diego since 1976. And by the way, they've installed carpet and blinds in two of my homes and did a phenomenal job. Right now, they're having a summer sale in hardwood flooring, waterproof flooring, and cozy carpet. They also have a huge selection of window coverings from blinds, shutters, and custom draperies to smart living shades that move on your schedule. So, schedule a free in-home consultation at 619-697-5969. Again, 619-697-5969. If you mention Voices of Courage, you will receive a 10% off your purchase. That's pretty cool. 10% off. Okay. Again, the phone numbers, 619-697-5969, or just visit familyinteriors.com. That's familyinteriors.com to find out all about them. Wow, what a show. Crystal, reintroduce you, man. Listen, Crystal Andres Morissette is an international best-selling author, emotional age and communication expert, and women's advocate who is teaching women all over the globe to take charge of their stories, love all parts of themselves, and redefine themselves as whole, healthy, and empowered. So, well, let's talk about the women, all right? You know, I don't think you're anti-man.
Oh,
you're just
of course not.
Pro-woman. Right?
I'm not even pro-woman.
What are you?
I am about fairness, about equality, about kindness, love, respect, compassion. And I think that, you know, we have to remember women 100 years ago, Ken, we don't teach this in schools. We weren't considered people yet by law.
Right.
We weren't people. We couldn't own any assets.
Right.
So women, our grandmothers, were the first in the line that were like, you know, your mother couldn't get a mortgage.
Right.
She couldn't get a credit card without her father or her husband signing for it.
Right.
So it's not that it's anti-man, it's that this is new for women, which makes it new for men. It's new for all of us. It's uncharted territory. So we have to create a safe place for women to come to do the healing work that they must do in order to be empowered in their relationships. And that means to be loving and to be equal and to be fair and to contribute and to negotiate and compromise and to not fall into mother roles with their husbands,
right,
or into daughter roles with their husbands, but
really
to be an equal partner.
I really love that. And I want to flip on the other side. The men need the healing too. You know, men were taught to be,
absolutely,
you know, there's leadership, but then there's also control, manipulation. There is showing up with men try to get their esteem from accomplishments, right? And, you know, that's not where esteem is born. Esteem is something that we grow inside of ourselves. And it's
well,
not...
we know, too, that when we heal women, epigenetics tells us that when we heal women, we then heal the DNA of our children, which is going to have healed little boys. So it is not about, it is about healing women. You know, the Dalai Lama came to Canada in 2009, and he told the Vancouver Peace Summit, a sold-out peace summit, the Western woman will heal the world. And there was a bit of an uproar. And it wasn't that the Western woman is more enlightened or wiser, but we have more opportunities. And we're being called right now to step up for our women in the Middle East. We're being called to step up for the women in Saudi Arabia who still, you know, they still can't drive. There's women, I could go on a tangent over what's going on in different places in the world. So it's not so much United States and Canada.
Right.
It's for all women worldwide.
But it is happening here too. And, you know, I listened to Marianne Williamson. You know, I think she's doing a phenomenal job, by the way, out there.
There's some great pictures of me and her together.
We may be 20 years before that message is heard because, you know, I've seen her on talk shows and stuff. People can't go to love, courage, truth, and understanding and wisdom. You know, that is not there. You know, in fact, there is a book called Power versus Force that was written years ago, right?
I use it in our school.
You'd use it. Okay. So where you switch from basically being disempowered to empowered is the
courage.
It's courage, right?
It's courage.
It's courage, right?
That's
there.
Why when you were talking earlier and you're saying, well, you could know to get here, it's like, but if you're down in shame and guilt, and so many women are carrying illegitimate guilt. I feel guilty because I've left my children to get on a plane and fly across to another country. Right. And how many men, when they go on a work trip, feel like they have to buy presents?
We don't. Well, that part we do, but feel guilty going away.
We don't feel
away.
Guilty, but yeah, you know, women, we do these things for work, and we still, in this day and age, are feeling like, I'm not a good enough mother, and I'm not a good enough. And we're trying to say, you cannot resonate in these high levels of consciousness where it isn't a fight anymore. It's actually in the flow, and it's with joy. But you're going to have to fight through.
You have to fight through to get there.
And
you know, we have to fight through. But you know, courage is not a word. It's a feeling.
Oh,
it's a power.
It's
a passion. It's a whoosh in our life.
When you have the courage to have dignity for yourself, when you have the courage to channel your anger and your fear, and you have the courage to do that for yourself. You know, you talked about addiction. That's when people give up their addiction. They say they see the pink cloud.
Right.
Those pink clouds, that's a higher level of consciousness.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think everybody from athletes to moms to dads, we've all had a sense at one point or another where there's just this sense of peace that comes upon us. You may be walking in nature, you may be taking a shower, but when that peace has come, that is the highest, that is higher consciousness. You're tuning into that.
You sure are.
And pay attention to that because that's where the power comes from.
Know that feeling because as human beings, we're not static, we're dynamic. So we're moving through emotions all the time. And I try to teach that if you can shift the bookends, so let's stick with the map of consciousness and imagine that for a lot of us, you know, we say what, 1 out of 3 women have been sexually abused. That's who's reported it. So let's really give the numbers, which means probably most women have had some type of sexual experience that was not healthy, that was not good for them. You can't help but carry shame when that happens to you. Mm-hmm. I was sexually abused and I had been raised in a religious family that was you're to wait till you get married. Well, you're tainted. It doesn't matter what you can ever do now. You're no longer worthy. So I had to do deep work around that shame. So I'm trying to create my life. I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to be thin and beautiful and fabulous and talented and gorgeous and all those things Marianne Williamson says that is our...
Right.
But when you carry these deep inner messages that who I am is no good...
Yes.
Or what I did was no good. You can't reach those levels.
So here's the message here for that, because this is really important piece. Listen, it's about results, right? I want you to think about results. I want you to think about what's showing up in your life right now. If you are in a place where you're feeling stuck in a relationship or stuck in your business or stuck in your career or there's something going on and you've been trying to go further and further, it's not going to happen. the bad news is not going to happen. The good news is if you work with somebody like myself or Crystal, you can clear those blocks and you can step into your power and you can have the life of your dreams.
Yes, you can.
Right on, baby.
You sure can.
Okay, listen, let me tie this back. I'm going to have to take a break in a second here. But actually, before I go to my next question, because I want to tie in emotional age to everything we're talking about. How do they get a hold of you, your website? I know we talked about SWOT Institute, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, when I first started back in 2009,
15 seconds.
Yeah. Contacted Louise Hay, my deep mentor, Marianne Williamson, that you talked about, Christiane Northrup, and said, I want to build a coaching school for women, and we're going to be the new special weapons and tactical, and we're going to heal the world. So we called it the SWOT Institute. So you can go to SWATinstitute.com and find out more.
That's great. Can they get your book there? Or is that on Amazon?
Yeah, that's on Amazon. But you can, yeah, if you get to the SWOT Institute, you're going to get in touch with me. And then from there, you can share
awesome.
The book.
Okay, listen, I got to take a break. Uh-huh. We'll be right back, but we got a lot more questions to ask you. Okay.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster. The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Wow, we're back. Hey, do you have the courage to fight for what's right? If you don't, listen to the show because that's what we're talking about, how you can step into your power. Before I get to my guest, I want to mention one more time, there is a entrepreneurial group in the San Diego area. And if you're a woman, please pay attention. So this organization is called Women's Wisdom. They've been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but also grow their lives since 1991. They are San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven female entrepreneurs. And guess what? My guest is speaking on Friday.
I sure am. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Oh, I've heard about this infamous group. For a while. Yeah, now I get to be in the circle.
You get to be in the circle. And, you know, Judy, for many years, only invited people that have been on Oprah, which you would qualify for.
I can't. You know, it's just amazing when that book came out and I was, you know, on the golf course.
Right.
And I got the call that Oprah.com is featuring your emotional age quiz. And they have featured it now 3 times. So I'm like supercharged that I'm like, the Oprah fairy dust has been sprinkled on me.
It has been.
Yeah.
Yes. That's very cool. That's
yes, it
very
sure
cool.
is.
So listen, if you want to see Crystal and you're in the San Diego, Orange County, LA area, she's speaking this Friday at Women. You can go to womenswisdom.net to register or thenetworkluncheon.com, either way. And she'll be talking about what we're talking a little bit about today. So she'll be going in more depth. So hope you join us. There'll be lots of women. And if you're a woman entrepreneur, this is the place to be. Okay. Emotional intelligence. How do we tie emotional age? So people are getting triggered. How do we know our emotional age? You just said you have a quiz.
Yeah, I do have a quiz. Here's the reality is whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, we all have within us, I say sort of like 3 personas, 3 archetypes, 3 ways of showing up. So some of us show up in what I call sort of a child archetype. And those child archetypes, I had a lot of fun in the book. I created 11 different kind of little sub-archetypes. So like from the scared child to the addict to the warrior to the narcissist to the rebellious teenager and the charmer, the drama queen, the lone wolf. These were all sort of child archetypes. So I kind of was a bit tongue-in-cheek so that it's not heavy and hard. It's more like, wow, that's my mother and that's my brother and that's my father. Oh, I come from a family that are all in...
So we can identify who, yes. Those pieces inside of us.
Those fragmented pieces.
Right.
So you start to go, oh, so I buried my warrior. I never know how to stand up for myself anymore. Right. But you're going to have to reclaim that because you need a little warrior in you. Yeah. You need a little of everything. Right. And so with the parent archetype, it's this incredibly selfless archetype that you're the wind beneath everyone else's wings. You're
a lot
the
of responsibility for that.
A lot, and you can be 20 with no children and be in mother energy, I call it. Or you can be 60 with grandchildren and be so dripping in daughter energy that, you know, so it's really about, it sounds deep, but it's really healing the split between these two personas so that we can show up as our adult self, our best self, our woman energy, our man energy, so that we can be the best version of us with ease and confidence and joy.
I love it because, listen, you know, a lot of times we can't change what we can't acknowledge. If you don't know it's there, you don't know exists, it's probably not going to change. You're not going to focus on it. But when you understand more about who you are and how you show up, and, you know, I'm always looking at how people react to me.
Yeah.
It's just something I do normally.
Yeah.
And is there something that I need to change or is that about them? You know, I'm always looking at it. But a lot of times, you know, I've done a lot of work, right? So I'm aware of that. But when I started on the path, I wasn't aware. And I needed a book just like yours, The Emotional Edge, to help me understand who I am on many levels.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's so true. And I think that's really insightful of you to be able to recognize that. And you're right. A lot of us don't even realize, you were talking about the different voices. Do you know a lot of people don't even realize they have a voice? There's a voice in there that's constantly talking.
Right.
And it's so great when you actually say to someone, you know, you're not any of the voices. The truth is you're none of the voices. I love Michael A. Singer's The Untethered Soul.
Right.
And he said, you know, true growth is realizing you can transcend above the part of you that's wounded. And when you start to realize you're not that wounded self, that's not who you are. You are actually the silence. Mm-hmm. The real you is the place that listens and you go, oh, there's that voice. And oh, there's bless you and bless you and bless you. And you know, when you start to realize that, oh, that voice is talking again. And then I say, well, let's actually, who is the voice? What does the voice look like? If you could give the voice, is it a, you know, and when you start to see that, you can dialogue with your own voice. And that, you know, I love Jane Fonda. And she said in Oprah's Masterclass, we're not meant to be perfect. We're meant to be whole. And I think a lot of people hear that and they go, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Yeah. Yeah, we are meant to be whole. And I want to comment on the voice thing. Years ago, when I was getting in tune with the voices in my own head, I had this one voice that was very negative and very strong and was fear-based and always talked to me about what I couldn't do, right?
I call your ruler.
My ruler.
That's
okay,
your ruler.
So my ruler, I named my ruler. I named him Benny. And I picture him as this broken nose trash collector out of New York.
Oh, he's your warrior.
He was my, yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's a warrior or not. But I named him. And then I gave a friend of mine permission. If he ever heard Benny come out, I said, tell me about it. Bring it to my attention because I'm not aware of it most of the
beautiful.
Time.
Beautiful. That's such beautiful. But that's someone who's willing to do the work. And I think the more that we do the work, see, I'm an avid journaler. And you know what's interesting is I never wrote anything in my life until I was 28. Huh. I got my first journal. I needed a breakthrough. You know what the first line in that journal was? February 23rd, 1997. I just want to be empowered. We teach what we need to learn. And once I learned what it felt like to be empowered, I needed to share it with everybody.
Yes, yes. And what does it feel like to be empowered? I think it feels like writing a book. I think it feels
six
like
six later.
Teaching.
Can you
six
imagine?
Of them later.
I've done six
That's
books
amazing.
Now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, this is an amazing book. And if you've been listening to our show today, if you really want to go in and start to discover your inner age, maybe ignite your hidden strengths or maybe live your life to the fullest, I encourage you to find the book. It's called The Emotional Edge. It's by Crystal Andres Morissette. You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it on her website at swatinstitute.com. That's SWAT, S-W-A-T. What does SWAT stand for?
Simply Woman Accredited Trainer. We're the new Special Weapons and Tactical, and we are going to heal the world one woman at a time.
Yes, you are. I love it. Well, that's why you're here, because, you know, our message is one of empowerment and one of courage and one of helping people to realize their brilliance, their greatness, and who they are and what they're about. So I really appreciate you being here today. Any final thoughts?
Oh, I'm just so grateful. I think gratitude opens up the doors to everything, and I've learned the two most beautiful words are thank you. So thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you for having me. Thank you for your beautiful energy. Thank you for setting such a beautiful intention before we even went on air. No one's ever done that before with me. You know, an intention, energy follows intention.
It does. Well, I hope you'll pass that intention on to every radio show that you go and every TV program. All right, that's it today. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, you can find us on voicesofcourage.us, or just Google us. Please let your friends know about us. This is a show that I believe everybody can get some benefit out of. I bet you agree too if you're listening. Take care. Till next time.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.